USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet next week at a summit in Uzbekistan. The two leaders will meet for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit on September 15th and 16th. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen said Tuesday that China is conducting cognitive warfare by spreading misinformation in addition to regular military incursions into nearby waters and airspace intended to intimidate the self-governing island. The United States government is putting another $1 billion in aid to Taiwan within the next 30 days. The upcoming midterm elections in November will feature 36 states choosing a governor for the first time since their lockdowns attacked many civil liberties. From Maine to California, gubernatorial elections will be held in 36 states, with most featuring incumbents running for re-election. In Georgia, you have Kemp, the Republican, versus Abrams. In Wisconsin, Evers, the Democrat, versus Michaels. Kansas has Kelly, the Democrat, versus Schmidt. In Nevada, Sisolak, the Democrat, versus Lombardo. Arizona, Hobbs, the Democrat, versus Lake. And in Texas, you have Abbott, the Republican, versus O'Rourke, to mention a few. At least 12 people died and 40 others were injured in a fire at a karaoke bar in southern Vietnam Tuesday night. The fire broke out at a bar in Binh Duong Province, an industrial center near Ho Chi Minh City. Now that Russia has cut off its energy supply to Germany and the United States under President Biden has pushed away from our energy domination, the German government announced its plans to keep two nuclear power plants, both of which are located in the southern part of the country, on kind of a backup status, and they are going to start burning coal for energy. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou, a term provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
One vaping manufacturing company has been hit with a severe penalty and fine.
Tobacco company Juul is shelling out nearly $500 million for marketing its vaping products to teens. Juul agreed to pay over $438 million as part of a settlement with 34 states. It also forces e-cigarette manufacturer to comply with strict terms that severely limit the company's marketing and sales practices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, after divorcing the United States under President Biden's leadership, has found a new friend in China. Putin on Wednesday accused the United States of wanting to maintain a dictatorship over global affairs at the expense of Europe and the rest of the world. Putin slammed the West repeatedly during a speech before business leaders gathered in the far eastern sections of Russia, saying sanctions imposed on Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine were a danger to the whole world. More selective leaks from the Department of Justice. A report on Tuesday disclosed information about top-secret documents that were reportedly among the files seized by FBI agents at President Trump's Florida home last month. The top-secret documents have information about another country's military and their nuclear capabilities. Jeff Deal, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.